Welcome to another Arseblog Arsecast in association with classicfootballshirts.co.uk. I'm Arseblogger, this is arseblog.com. It's Friday, it's coming up to Christmas, and this is a festive edition of the Arsecast. And what's very special about it is it's going to be about 15 minutes shorter than all the others. That's my Christmas gift to you. The main problem, or the main reason for that, I should say, is that we don't have a blog chat this week. I'm beginning to think maybe I shouldn't have turned down all those celebrities that were banging on my arse door, so to speak. But anyway, there you go. Such is life. Not to worry, though. Between now and the end, which is coming very, very soon, we will have a bet of the week with thanks to bluesquare.com, some outtakes, because these things happen when you record a podcast. As well as that, Arsene Wenger Hawkins will be here with a special Christmas edition, or Christmas wishes for all of you, and some of your questions and audio things that have been sent in. I suppose we should talk a little bit about the football, but there isn't very much of it this week. The Portsmouth game happened last Saturday, and whatever we've needed to say about that has already been said on the blog. So there's not much point in rehashing the various talking points of that game. We should, of course, have been talking about the Carling Cup. The game on Tuesday was called off because of fog, and it's been rescheduled for January the 9th, which means that we play Liverpool on the 6th in the FA Cup third round, and then again in the Carling Cup, which should be interesting. Makes for a Liverpool-tastic few days. And on Saturday, coming tomorrow, we've got Blackburn Rovers, who have proved a tricky enough side in the past. We've had some good games against them. And yeah, that's going to be a tricky one. Of course, David Bentley returns to the club, and he's doing quite well, it has to be said. He scored some good goals for Blackburn. But then, what can you do? He wanted to leave, so off he went. And here we are. And that's about it in terms of football for this week, given the fact it's Christmas week and we've no midweek game. There's not much more to say. Now, during the week, I asked you to leave audio comments on what are now called the Arse Bites. Thanks to Ben, who came up with a good idea for that. Instead of calling it the audio comment thingamajig, we can call them Arse Bites. I ask you to leave your comments about what you would like Arse Santa to bring the club or the team this Christmas, and I have to say the response was quite overwhelming. One person responded. Thank you all so much. I'm trying to make this thing interactive, you know. I need some interaction from you. I'm doing the action. You've got to provide the interpart of the interaction, if that's okay. Anyway, now that you know what to do, let's get on with this comment. This one thing that this person, Wale from Nigeria, this is what he wanted the Arse Santa to do for Arsenal this Christmas.
This is Wale from Nigeria, Lagos. What I want for this Christmas is for Arsenal to get rid of Alex Song. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance. Bye.
So there you go. That's Wale's Christmas wish. Get rid of Alex Song. Perhaps if we dress him up as a flag, the club might ban him from the ground. It's worth a try, isn't it? Now, lots of contributions this week from the USA, from all our American Gooner fans over there. This is Bruce with the 12 Days of Arsemas.
Hello, blogger. Here's the final verse from the 12 Days of Arsemas. On the 12th day of Arsemas, Arsene Wenger Hawking gave to me 12 gunners gunning, 11 points a-leaping, 10 lads a-tackling, 9 Merino meltdowns, 8 Fergie flashpoints, 7 Henry hat-tricks, 6 Drogba red cards, 5th place for Spurs, 4-4-2-3 French strikers, 2 Cuntley crack-ups, and the cup from the Champions League. Merry Arsemas, everyone.
Brilliant. I love the way that sounded like really old 1950s American television. It was fantastic. It was like sort of Back to the Future, but now. Okay, the next bit came from Jim, who's another American.
Good morning, Arse Blogger. This is Jim from the United States. Well, I say morning because it is morning here. I did want to ask a question, or maybe it's a comment more of. It does seem as though everyone is quite fond of Gilberto Silva these days, as he is playing very well. But I seem to remember a time last year when people thought he was absolute shite and thought he should be sold for Sigan's left boot or something like that. And so does it strike you that the critics, the pundits, even the fans kind of ebb and flow as players do? And what are your thoughts on that?
Thank you for the question, Jim. An interesting one. I think Obviously, if a player is playing badly and you know he's capable of doing better, then you get upset with that player. We've seen it this year with Thierry Henry, that even though he scored 7 goals or something like that, by the standards that he set, you know, he hasn't performed this year, and that's why he gets criticism, or has been criticised, and that is, you know, the reason why Gilberto was criticised last year as well, because for a big, strong guy, he wasn't getting stuck in, he looked weak, he didn't look particularly interested, and that was the main problem. I think this year, maybe the captain's armband has inspired him a bit, but he's been excellent, a real workhorse, and he's doing very well, and is deserving all the praise that he gets. So, obviously, if a player is playing badly, he's going to get criticised. If he's not, if he's playing well, then he's going to get praised. I don't know that it's ebb and flow. It just could be the circle of life. Perhaps that's what it is. Yes, the circle of life. Or it could just be that football fans are fickle cunts. And I include myself in that before anybody starts to get upset. Okay, the next little comment comes from somebody called Igor the Brute.
Ashley Cole, I used to fuck people like you while in prison.
I'm really not sure why that made me laugh as much as it did when I heard it the first time. Fantastic. Let's just hope that Igor is out of prison now and free to go around fucking whoever he wants. Well done, Igor. Okay, the next question comes via email from Brian, and he says, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's curious about what your occupation is. If you don't mind me asking, what is it that you do? He says, it seems you live quite the life. Champions League final last year, living in Barcelona, moving back to Dublin, weekend trips to the Emirates. It's a life I'm jealous of. I hope I'm not being too intrusive with this question, so elaborate as you wish. You make it sound an awful lot more exciting than it actually is. I've been once to the Emirates, so it's not exactly weekend trips. Once. Champions League final, yes, that was good fun, I have to say, going. What wasn't great fun was the 10-hour train journey back from Paris to Barcelona as the only Arsenal fan in a train full of Barcelona fans. Not much fun at all, that. Yes, I lived in Barcelona for 5 years. Came back to Dublin in August. But even that was a challenge. As I'm sure some of you know, the Spanish are not the most efficient people in the world. Mañana is a word invented by them to put off doing any work whatsoever, it seems. And when you consider moving house is difficult enough at the best of times, if you have to move from one side of a city to another side of the city, that's difficult and stressful. But if you consider we had to move with my wife, my daughter, 3 cats, 1 dog, all our furniture, and trying to get everything back here to Dublin and find a house in Dublin that we could rent. It was a fun time, and not one I'll be repeating again, I have to say. So, living in Barcelona was great, but moving back from Barcelona to Dublin, the actual moving part of it, wasn't particularly much fun. Being here is good again because, you know, Dublin is home and it's easy to find my way around, and the Guinness is good. As for my occupation, well, I can't say. I wish I could. It's all top secret. But the people that hire me to kill other people would be very upset if I told you exactly what it was that I did. Right, I think that's probably quite enough of my waffling for the moment, and I'm kind of tired of listening to myself speak, so I'm sure you are too. It is time for the man himself, the much-loved Arsene Wenger Hawkins.
Well, what an interesting year it has been for Arsenal. We got to the Champions League final, but those fucking donkey rapey cunts from Barcelona won. I was so angry. Did you ever see that game in Italy when the fans threw a motorbike from the top level of the San Siro? Well, at the end of the final in Paris I did exactly the same. Except instead of a motorbike it was a wheelchair. And instead of it being empty, I was in it. Don't worry though. I didn't feel a thing. Then we beat Spurs into 4th place on the last day of the season. That was a funny day. The night before, my cousin, who is a chef in a London hotel, asked me for my famous lasagna recipe. Hey, Bob, I said. Not only will I give you the recipe, I will come in and prepare the bechamel sauce, which, as everyone will tell you, makes or breaks a lasagna. Thanks a million, Arsene Wenger Hawkins, said Bob. The next day Spurs played like shit, which is exactly how they were feeling because they were all shooting liquid shit out of their bottoms. Anyway, I hope your year has been as busy and action-packed as mine. I am enjoying my new celebrity status, I have to say, and to say thank you for all the fan mail and nude pictures of yourself, here is my Christmas song for all of you. Dashing through the snow, with Mourinho on my back. O'er the fields we go, smoking lots of crack. Ferguson is gay, to Benitez he is too. I am going to rape the cunts, then fill their mouths with poo. Oh, jingle bells, Fat Sam smells, Alan Pardew's sacked. Martin Joel has got one ball, the other's up his crack. Oh, jingle bells, Fat Sam smells, Lampert is a runt. But we all know, the worst of all is, Ashley Cole, the cunt. Well, hello, Arsene Wenger Hawkins would like to wish all our Arsblog readers and our Arscast listeners a happy Christmas and the best for 2007. But if you're not an Arsenal fan, I hope you get Ebola from shagging your own mum, you filthy cunts. Sing it with me. Oh, jingle bells, Fat Sam smells, Alan Pardew's sacked. Martin Joel has got one ball, the other's up his crack. Oh, jingle bells, Fat Sam smells, Lampert is a runt. But we all know, the worst of all is, Ashley Cole, the cunt. We all know, the worst of all is, Ashley Cole, the cunt. Now, where the fuck are my cunty mince pies?
And Arsene Wenger Hawkins will be back in the new year. What a man he is. Now then, what's next? Good question. Without the blog chat, these things, they seem quite short, because they do take up a good 15 minutes of you know, absolute crap. Anyway, when you're recording things like this, you tend to make mistakes every now and again. In my case, it happens quite often, but due to skilled editing and highly sophisticated software, I can make it sound like I know what I'm talking about most of the time. But sometimes it just doesn't work out and you make mistakes, or the dog interrupts you while you're in the middle of recording something. And here are just a few of the little outtakes that happened in the short life so far of the Arscasts. We spoke just after the Hamburg game. We spoke on Wednesday night. Wednesday, fucking Jesus. The trip to Liverpool, the first time at the new stadium. Jesus Opus, fuck off, will you? Come on, get. And that was Emmy Lawrence from the Observer. From the what the fuck, Jesus. And that's it for another arsehole, arsecast.
So this week, if you want to back Arsenal to score first and win 3-0, you can do so at 8-1. While if Arsenal concede first and draw 1-1, you can back that at 12-1. So I've got the mic on backwards, for fuck's sake. So this week's bet is, if Arsenal score first and win 3-0, that can be backed at 8-1. Ah, you cunt.
All donations. Fucking load of bollocks. So, as you can hear, things don't always go well, and I don't think people understand quite how much work goes into producing these things. Each Arscast takes about 27 days to produce. I've got a team of people in Korea fixing up all the bits and pieces, and researchers all over the world to find out all the great information that we have. Those are just a few of them, because normally I sort of delete over them. There was a very good one the other week when I was talking to Gilberto Silva from Gunnerblog, and I was trying to make some kind of point about the young players and how Arsene Wenger might not give them as much direction as they might need, given the fact that he's, you know, notorious for letting, not notorious, but famous for letting players go out and express themselves on the pitch. And maybe the way he talks to young players isn't the same as he talks to... Anyway, I was trying to make some kind of point like that. I don't even remember what it was now, and talked myself around in circles. And in fairness to Gilberto Silva, he did try and understand. At first he pretended he understood, and then I had to say that he didn't. There will, of course, be more outtakes in future Arscasts. Now, not much else to talk about this week. Let's see if we can get a Christmas greeting from the Arsblog Basset Hand. Opus, say hello. Say hello. Say hello. Yeah, there you go. That dog will sing. for a piece of a biscuit, I swear to God. Okay, before we go, and that's nearly about it, I told you it was going to be a short one, it's time for the bet of the week, with thanks to bluesquare.com. That's www.bluesq.com. This week, Richard Block commented, Arsene Wenger has been in a spot of trouble in recent weeks, first with the now-departed Alan Pardew and more recently against Portsmouth. Will he keep his cool this weekend? Blue Square are offering 12-1 that the normally mild-mannered Frenchman loses the plot again and gets sent to the stands. So if you fancy Arsene to get another red card, it's 12-1 on www.bluesq.com. Okay, that's it for this week's Arscast, with thanks to classicfootballshirts.co.uk. The Arscasts are now going to take a little bit of a break until the new year, so for the festive season I can concentrate on going out and having a good time and getting drunk without having to worry about providing you with audio goodness every Friday. All that's left for me to do is to wish you and yours a very, very happy Christmas, all the best for 2007, and the Arscasts will be back in the new year. Until then, take it easy, have a good holiday season, and talk to you then. Bye.